This episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast is brought to you by Richest Billiards, 5815 Weber. Not your average heroes. New name, same place.
I think Callis has set this damn thing up. Don Callis has led a screw job here.
Lines have been crossed, and now worlds collide.
All of the paradigms are being broken.
Impact World Champion Rich Swann joins forces with the Motor City Machine Guns to battle the World Tag Team Champions, the Good Brothers, and AEW World Heavyweight Champion Kenny Omega.
Some people make matches. Other people make money. Kenny Omega makes history.
Well, we'll all soon find out if history is going to be made tonight. And Impact Wrestling presents Hard to Kill. It is going to be taking place tonight, live as it happens on pay-per-view. You can order it through Fight TV, or you can order it through your local cable subscriber wherever you go. Now, as you know, this is the Main Event Talk Podcast. I am the main event player to supersede the God Among Gods, the King Among Kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch, walking God's green earth, and we are about to talk about Hard to Kill. But before we talk about Hard to Kill, there's a lot of other things we need to talk about, including some updates happening into the Royal Rumble, which is going to be happening on January 31st, and the main event is going to be looking forward to checking that out on pay-per-view and on the WWE Network when you get an opportunity. Of course, Hard to Kill is happening tonight. Check it out on pay-per-view. I'm going to be talking about all those matches and more, and not to mention New Year's Smash. We talked about Night 1 last week. This week, we talk about Night 2 and some of the matches involving that and everything else like that. And also, just to let everybody know, the main event, now I haven't gotten any sort of clear notification, but no doubt it's going to be happening over at Rich's Billiards. The UFC fight that's going to be taking place tonight over at Rich's Billiards could possibly happen. You know who's in the fight and everything else like that, but you'll find out what that is and so much more. The main event will be making an appearance over at Rich's Billiards tonight, so you guys get an opportunity to check it out. Now, before we get into what we need to talk about, and before we talk about anything that goes on in professional wrestling, let's talk music. Let's talk what we need to talk about. And this song, I decided I wanted to play tonight, or today, I'm sorry. This song is one of my all-time favorites, and it's a song that I've known since 2003. Now, this band has been around for a long, long time, and they have broken up around 2013. And it's sad because this band had all the potential and all the greatness in the world, not to mention all the talent and everything else like that. I'm talking about a band called Chimera. And Chimera is one of my all-time favorite bands. And I've been listening to this band for quite a while. And as a matter of fact, this song right here that I'm about to play is a song that I wish they would have played live here in Corpus Christi. I know that Chimera has came here not once, but twice. And I had a chance to see him not once, but twice. Although I would have wished that I would have given anything for these guys to play this song in that particular nature. But why? I'll mention what it is in a moment. But what's the song? What's it about? And what does it have anything to do with the Main Event Talk Podcast today? Well, about a few days ago, somewhere around January 12th, 2021, somebody celebrated a birthday. And as a matter of fact, I wanted to acknowledge that. And despite the fact that, yes, his birthday was this past Tuesday on the 12th, the Main Event wanted to go ahead and wish him a happy birthday right now just because I can and I want to. Anyways, big happy birthday going out to my longtime best friend and tag team partner, Homestar Runner. And I know he will definitely like what I'm about to play. And yes, it is Chimera. And I think he knows what song it is. And he knows, and I know, that this will always and forever will be our song. We'll be right back. No matter how many times I hear this song, it never ever gets old. From the Impossibility of Reason album, that was Chimera with Down Again. And I mentioned that this was my song, and this is Hector's song as well. 2003 was definitely a mark right there, because I started listening to Chimera right around the time when I think I knew who they were from the beginning when they released Pass Out of Existence, when they made that album. And it was a pretty good album, but Impossibility of Reason, Hector knows this and I know this quite well. This was truly one of the best albums, truly one of the best albums to this day that Chimera had made. You know, I instantly not only fell in love with the song, but fell in love with the album itself. And it was just so incredible. I mean, you know, if you've never heard Chimera, if you've never heard it, you know, I suggest to you to listen to this band. Not only listen to The Impossibility of Reason, but listen to some of their other ones, like Pass Out of Existence was a great album. Their Black album, their self-titled album, was pretty good. Resurrection was also a pretty good album. Nobody really talks about that one that much. The Secret of the Ooze or something like that. I think that's what the last album was. They've made several albums and everything else like that. And it's just too bad that right around 2013, when they decided that they were going to officially split up, it tore me up and everything. I was such a huge fan of their work and everything, and me and Hector had the honor and the privilege to see them live as it took place over at Concrete Street, and we would have given anything I even told him this a while back. We would have given anything to hear that song take place right around, you know, when it came over here to Concrete Street. So if you want to hear some Chimera, get an opportunity to go over to Spotify and listen, you know, not only subscribe to their music, but get an opportunity to listen to all their songs and more. And if you want to look for Down Again, all you got to do is look for it on Spotify. If you want to look for the video of Down Again, you'll find it on YouTube as well. I believe Chimera has a YouTube channel. I don't think it's up and running, but you can definitely check out the videos when you have the opportunity. So, get a chance to see the videos, get a chance to see the band, get a chance to hear the band and everything else like that on Spotify, on YouTube, or wherever it is you find your favorite music. Now, before we talk about, I gotta bring up something right here, right now. And it's something that, and this occurred last week. This occurred last week, at my house. So follow along with this story, if you will, because you're going to find this interesting. As a matter of fact, I think I talked about this on a previous episode, maybe a while back. So I'm at home, right? And I'm just watching my WWE Network, you know, just doing whatever. My brother was just informing me that he was going to be drinking today, and he had just got back to work this week. Well, last week, as a matter of fact. So he was going to go ahead and start drinking tonight. And drinking last week. And I went ahead and drank with them. So it was cool. Everything went well. Went ahead and got some beers going. We drank some beers all night. We drank about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock or something like that. And then we stopped around maybe 10 or 11 o'clock. Now, my brother wanted to eat something, and I was thinking about it, too. And then he wanted a stuffed guts pizza from Papa John's, and that's exactly what we got, you know. And we were about to place the order and everything else like that. And then something stupid occurred, okay? Hold on a second. That's not it. Something stupid occurred, and this stupidity occurred right around, I would say, 10 o'clock. Sorry about that. I was just going through some stuff right now. Something stupid occurred on a Saturday night. So here I am about to go outside, right? And all I wanted to do was just bring my dogs back inside because I left them outside because they wanted to go running around the backyard to play and everything. And it was already 10 o'clock and it was time for them to go inside. So that we're going to bring them back inside. Right before I'm about to do it, my stupid stupid is rather, it's easy to say. It's very easy to say. Okay, it's very easy to say. The point is, this dude is stupid, okay? So, I go ahead, right, and I'm just minding my own business, and this dude is just walking here, right, and I don't even know what he's doing, right? He's just right there saying, hello, hi, how are you, and everything else like that. And then mention something about my parents loving me. Now, most of you people that know me know that, my mom had passed away several years ago. And then, as most of you people know, my father had passed away last month, as a matter of fact, or last year, to be exact. And there are a few select people that know that my father passed away. Okay, a few select people. Now, this dude isn't one of them. Now, I don't know where his head was at exactly, but he was coming up to us, or coming up to me, and my first thought was, okay, this dude is acting stupid. I went in to go get the leash so that way I can bring the dogs inside. I had one of the dogs inside, right? One of them the first time when this dude came up. And my brother came outside. Now, this is the part where I'm hoping for once. My brother was, well, he wasn't that drunk, but if he wasn't, and if he was, I would have loved for him to punch this dude in the fucking mouth, right? So, this dude is just going on about, you know how when you notice somebody when they instantly talk about God all the time, mentioning that your parents love you, or your next door neighbor loves you, and God is looking down upon you, and all this other stuff. Here's the thing, folks. Let's get a couple of things out of the way here. Let me get this out of the way. I think most of you probably already know this story, but just in case you don't, let me get this out of the way. You know that I do believe in God for the simple reason, the fact that I'm Mexican, so I have to believe in God. That's the way it goes. If black people can believe in God, if Mexicans can believe in God, that's fine. White people have no fucking clue about how to believe in God. All they know is how to say they believe in God when they have no idea what they're believing in. But that's just me talking. That's just me talking, but let me continue on with the story. So this dude is just rambling on about a bunch of stuff. We know, I know for a plain fact, I go by this dude's house, right? And I can smell the weed. Yes, I can smell the weed when I'm walking by his house. And my first thought is, okay, this dude is fucking high. All right, he has to be high. He has to be on some kind of shit in order for him to say all these things, right? Okay, so he's acting stupid, right? And my first thought is he thinks that both of my parents are up in heaven. I even said this just to fuck with his head. I said this part where I told him, okay, you obviously know my mom died. How do you know my dad died? Because he's up there. And I'm like, dude, you know he's still in the hospital, right? Now, this is just me fucking with him, all right? Just because I hadn't told him. I hadn't told him about my dad passing away. You know, maybe he heard it from my other neighbors. Who knows? I don't know the whole story about it. There's just a few people that know. Not a whole lot have to know about my business. But anyways, so I'm messing with this dude. I told, dude, you know my dad's not dead, right? You know he's still in the hospital, right? And he's not. No, he's up there, dude. He's convinced. It's like he is really convinced that they're both up there. Now, whether he's playing the psychiatric game with me or he's really fucked up in the head, he really is. Now, I don't mind if someone were to tell me that I believe in God and all this other stuff. That's fine. You can play however you want in this whole situation. So this becomes very, very personal now. And I tell my brother to go inside the house. He goes inside the house. Oh, he takes off, he leaves, and he acts like a fucking idiot. And me and my brother are just inside, just discussing what the fuck. Dude, this dude must be on some kind of fucking shit. So my next move was to go ahead and go back outside. And then he's already causing a disruption in the neighborhood. My next door neighbor is up wondering what the fuck is he doing, and he's yelling. I'm like, oh god. So I decide, okay, I'm gonna fucking confront this dude. So I'm gonna go ahead and Alfred, by the way, that's his name. That's, I think this, we've talked about the dude Alfred before on this show. So Alfred is right here, and I'm just going up to him and dude, where I, and I'm being honest with him, where is your head at, dude? Because you're going off saying a bunch of stuff about God and all this. And when he tries to say that, shut up. And I tell him, dude, I don't know what is going on with you. Well, dude, well, because, you know, God loves you. You know, do you believe in God and all this other stuff? And it's like, and I politely told him, yes, I believe in God. Okay, then. You know, it was like, okay, that doesn't mean anything, dude. I mean, I could just be, and I even told him this, I could just be fucking with you, but telling you I believe in God. Well, you know, your mom and dad told me up there that, you know, to tell me, to tell you that, you know, they love you. And it's like, dude, first of all, you know, my mom's up there. My dad ain't up there yet. Okay. He's still in the fucking hospital and I'm still messing with him. I'm still messing with him because I know he's on some kind of synthetic weed or something like that. Otherwise, he wouldn't be acting this way. And I'm trying to be nice with him. I'm trying to tell him, dude, look, first of all, you don't know my business. You don't even know my dad is dead, okay? You don't know that. And I'm just, you know, trying to string him along, and he's just arguing, He's just arguing about, do you believe in God? Do you go to church? Do you believe in God? And it's like, and here's the part where I just antagonize him and I poke at him. Well, I don't poke at him, but I actually poke at him, you know, to kind of get in his fucking head. And he says he's going to punch me. I'm like, dude, I'm right here. He said he's going to punch me, you know, not in front of your parents. It's like, dude, my parents are not even here, okay? One's in the hospital, the other's upstairs. Figure it out. You said you're going to punch me? Do it. He comes at me, right? He comes at me. I'm waiting for him. I'm like, dude, go ahead. Do something. He doesn't do a fucking thing. He's just all rambling and talking about God like I'm just some sort of fucking idiot, right? And I'm just walking a few steps towards him because I want him to make a move. I want him to punch me so badly because I'm going to sooner or later punch him, lay his ass out, and if I have to powerbomb him through the fucking street, I will. I've done it before, and I wouldn't mind doing it again. So, this dude, I'm just standing right across from my house, right? And I'm just standing in the sidewalk, and he's just going back and forth. That's all he's doing. He's going back and forth, telling me a bunch of shit about God. This is wrong, dude. You're fucked up, man. And it's like, oh, I'm fucked up. Dude, what kind of fucking... I know you've been smoking weed and everything else like that, you know? And it's like, don't tell me about shit being fucked up. I mean, I get fucked up the right way by drinking beer. You get fucked up with that synthetic bullshit that you're fucking smoking. Give me a fucking break, you believe in God. Give me a goddamn break. You can tell. I mean, it's one thing when you have people, when you have, like, ministers and people that are a part of the church that tell you things like, you believe in God, you love God, and everything else like that, that's fine. That's okay because it's part of the church. But when you got some fucking idiot coming around here saying that God loves you, your parents love you, your cat loves you, your dog loves you, and everything else like that, and they all want to wish you well in heaven. And it's like, oh my God, dude. And I have dealt with this dude for a long, long time. And he's one of those fucked up neighbors, and he's done this. And I think I've mentioned this on my podcast, where this dude has disrupted a lot of people around the neighborhood. Goes over to people's houses for absolutely no reason. And then I would walk by and I would see him talking to other people, and they get upset at him for some of the things that he does. He goes into other people's houses for, well, not inside their houses, but goes in, you know, practically in their fucking property for absolutely no reason. And it's like, Alfred, get the fuck out of here, dude. Get out of here. I've seen him even try to go in my backyard because supposedly his ex-girlfriend is in the backyard. Or he's seen an I kid you not, this is the fucking truth. And this is exactly how bad his drug habit is. He's seen, and I kid you not when he says this, he's seen a majestic dog on top of my roof. A majestic dog. And my first thought, and me and my neighbor Emilio, we were laughing our heads off when I told him about this. They said, well, what is it, a husky dog or a fucking Labrador? This dude was fucking insane. I mean, I don't even understand. You know you're going to come across some neighbors that, you know, it's one thing when you have the cool neighbors across the street or the nice ones that are right next door. And then you got the lunatic that's way down the fucking street that is just walking around, rambling on about a bunch of shit that you have no idea what he's doing. You know, here's my advice to all the people that have dealt with people that acted stupid. This, follow along with me. I want you to do me a favor. If you have a neighbor that acts stupid, that is ridiculous from head to toe, and says a bunch of shit that, like, you have no clue about it, what he is, number one, fuck with his head, okay? As much as you can. Number two, play along with whatever he's saying, because whatever he believes is fine, but we all know it's bullshit. And number three, if he chooses to act stupid, let him come at you. And you can tell he's not going to do anything by him going back and forth, opening his mouth back and forth, and then he goes to his fucking yard. Just like that. The thing is, I've dealt with people like this before, right? And most of it's over Richard's Billiards. When I have to deal with a bunch of fucking stumbling, bumbling drunks, I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. And you try to set them straight, but it's like, no matter what, it's like, no, really? Ah, you don't see? Ah, okay, that's cool. Nah, not too bad at all. And when it gets too worse, I go over to my Headbanger Incorporated head of security, Adan, to make sure nobody lays their hands on me. And this is one of these things. I mean, I made Kid and say a bunch of stuff that Adan is Headbanger Incorporated head of security, but he is the head door guy, and he will fuck somebody up if you lay your hands on me or anybody else, or if you act stupid, all right? That's the way it goes. So, to close this, because we got a show we got to do, play with their heads, not their heads, but play with their minds, fuck with them in any way possible, get them to believe in whatever they want, and have them step up to you. If they don't step up and they walk away, you win. Simple as that. Simple as that. I mean, what if he comes at me with a knife? Come at him with a shotgun. Blow their fucking heads off. Well, not really. Well, don't do that. Don't cause a scene with a shotgun, please. That won't work, okay? But it's so fucking stupid. Oh, God. And he is still down my street. I don't even know what the fuck he's doing right now. And don't give a shit. Well, anyways, guys, we go from the absolute ridiculous and the stupidity from the stupidity that we're just about to get into. In just a moment, let me see if I can get into this, if you don't mind. Cool, here we are. AEW Dynamite. Uh-huh. Here we go. Let's see if we can... just trying to see if I can, because there were some results here that I saw and everything. Okay, cool. Yeah, AEW had their Dynamite New Year Smash this past Wednesday night, and you know the crazy thing is, and it's so funny that they have a second day of New Year's Smash. But yet they can't just do it on day one. They have to do night one and night... Well, originally night two was supposed to have been the night... Well, you know, when they did... If the whole Brody tribute thing didn't happen, then they would have had night one, then they would have had night two. But I don't see the point, and this is just me talking, I don't see the point in having a two-night event. No point intended, but... Oh, well, they did what they did. That's how it goes. Where are the fucking results of this goddamn thing? Huh. Trying to look into this and see if I can find what I'm looking for. They don't have it here. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm trying to find something here on the results, but they don't exactly have it here. Let's see if I can, okay, once again, it's back to the same old, okay, where is it? Okay, I was trying to look for the results of AEW Dynamite's New Year's Resolution, okay, I think this is what I'm looking for, okay. Okay, one was... Okay, this is the list of championship matches. Okay, what was the first match? Okay. The first matchup I saw was Pac taking on Eddie Kingston. Now, that matchup was... it was good in most ways, but no offense, Eddie Kingston is a good talker. He can talk a lot of smack, but he can't do any smack worth of shit. I'm sorry. He's the best talker, okay? He knows what he's doing, but unfortunately, he lost to Pac. I knew he would lose to Pac, and now there's a possibility of him and Lance Archer getting involved somewhere down the road, so we'll see how that shit goes. And they grade this a B, like it matters, right? So, the next matchup was Chuck Taylor taking on Miro, and this matchup right here, if memory serves me correctly, if Miro wins, this is funny. Okay, so if Miro wins, Chuck Taylor has to walk down the aisle, or be a butler for the stupid wedding that's going to be taking place in the next couple of weeks at the Blast Beach or whatever the fuck it is. Okay, moving on to the next matchup. The talk with the Inner Circle. The Inner Circle has all they want to do is get their hands on the tag team titles, and they've announced that next week it's going to be Ortiz and Santana against Jake Hager and Wardlow. Wait, Jake Hager and Sammy Guevara against the team of MJF and Chris Jericho. That's going to be next week. Whoever wins will get an opportunity to go after the AEW World Tag Team titles. I bet you $1 million that MJF and Chris Jericho are going to somehow win and go after those tag team titles. That's just me. Although, it would be nice if it was Ortiz and Santana, because they are a better team, and not to mention they have a lot of experience in tag team wrestling. That's just me talking. Okay, and they graded this. So, well, they graded this an A. Why did they grade this an A for? Like it was an A of anything. Oh God. Okay. The next matchup was a six man tag. The Elite being the supposed AEW World Champion Kenny Omega. And yes, I'm going to continue to call him the supposed World Champion until he actually wins a title, and more importantly, until he actually brings some prestige to AEW, which he has not done yet, okay? He is not done yet. The supposed champion, Kenny Omega, teaming up with the Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champions, the Good Brothers, teaming up against Giff Garrison, Brian Pillman Jr., and Danny Limelight. Sounds like a Rush song that I heard years ago. But anyways, not to suspense with the formalities, the Elite wins, hands down, and then all of a sudden, after everything was over, then all of a sudden, here comes the appearance of John Moxley coming over, and you know he wants to get his revenge on Kenny Omega. And somewhere down the road, we're going to see a rematch between Kenny Omega and John Moxley for the title at Revolution. We're going to see that happen one way or another, and I'm not sure how all that shit's going to go down, but it should be very, very interesting to check out. This next matchup is a tag team match, Jurassic Express of Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt taking on FTR. Okay, once again, just like what happened, not going to suspense with the formalities. I already knew the results. I already knew what was going to happen. FTR won. Jurassic Express killed. I think Luchasaurus needs to be killed. I think Marcos needs to be run over by a bus. And Jungle Boy has all the potential and has all the makings of a star if we can just get him away from this fucking group. But nonetheless, FTR wins. They win their match over at New Year's Smash. Okay, the next matchup right here this was a great matchup right here for the NWA Women's World Championship. Serena Deeb defending her championship against Tecate. This is a battle, and not a whole lot of people are going to talk about this, but this is a battle of former WWE superstars. Serena Deeb, who used to be, I forgot what her name was when she was a part of the, what was the group? They used to be known as the Straight Edge Society. I remember when she had her head shaved a long time ago and everything else like that. She's the NWA Women's Champion, and Taya Tecate was a part of NXT a long time ago until she was given her release in 2020. This was a good match, head to toe, digged it, loved it. And Serena Deeb made a great champion and everything else like that. So she won her match fair and square and defeated Tecate in the middle of the ring. And no doubt I'm going to see a lot of great things happening for Serena Deeb somewhere down the road. The TNT Championship was on the line. Darby Allin going one-on-one against Brian Cage. Once again, this was a match that I knew off the bat. I mean, you would think Brian Cage would win this match, right? Just because he's bigger and Darby Allin is smaller. But to me, I look at Darby. I mean, pretty much if you think about this, Darby Allin is, and let me call it like I see it. Darby Allin is like a, and I'm being honest, and I'm not saying this with any disrespect. I'm just describing the scene. Darby Allin is like a fucked up version of Jeff Hardy. And that is actually a compliment, believe it or not. Because think about this. Jeff Hardy, charismatic enigma, great, daredevil, every way possible. Darby Allin is the same thing, but he goes things in a whole fucked up level. And I'm not saying that is in disrespect. That's just how it's being described, you know. But anyways, the match was good, head to toe. Ricky Starks was, you know, involved in the match. And then as soon as Ricky Starks tried to do something, then here comes the appearance of Sting. Sting appeared, got involved in the match. Team Taz was, you know, pretty much scattered off. Darby Allin took advantage of a situation. 1, 2, 3, TNT champion still, Darby Allin. Somewhere down the road. And Sting did do something. Sting did do something. He went ahead and nailed Ricky Starks with the baseball bat and, you know, did what he could, and that was it. He made some movement, which I know a lot of people have been freaked out about. It's like, oh my God, he moved. Very, very crazy there. The next match, let's see if we can, I think, actually, oh crap, that was that it? Oh, that was it. That was all the matches that took place over at New Year's Smash. And I gotta say this, and I'm gonna say this because it's true. The event was good, digged it, loved it, loved the show. But they should have stick with just New Year's Smash just one night. That's it. There's no need for a night two. Night two could have been a regular Dynamite show, or there was no need for all that shit, but however it goes, however it works, that's how it is. Okay, let's move on to the next matchup. Oh, and before we go ahead and get on to the next matchup here, let me see if I can... there's one thing we got to check out over here. Now, as most of you guys know, I'm going to be heading over to Richard's Billiards later on today, and I'm going to be checking out the UFC fight that's going to be taking place tonight. And it's, let's see, there's going to be several fights that are going to happen here. If we can show the main card or the preliminary card, let me see if we can get to that one here. Okay, here we go. Okay, so it says here, and I'm looking through all the matches right here. There's going to be a middleweight fight. Now, I don't know if Richard's Billiards is going to have this fight or not, but they probably will, because I've been trying to message them. And I've been trying to go to their Facebook page, and I'm, you know, try to ask them if they're going to be having the event. Because if they are, then let me go ahead and advertise you guys and just put it on my Main Event Talk podcast, so that way we can get everybody to show up over there and check out the fights. So we're going to be having several fights here that are going to be taking place, and I'm even looking forward to checking out all these matches. Cannot wait to check it out. Let's see, a middleweight fight with Phil Hovs versus, I can't describe this dude because he sounds like he's from fucking Russia. But let me just go ahead and just mention there's going to be a preliminary card that's going to be happening tonight over at UFC 256. Is that right? Is that what it is? Okay, I think that's what it is. Okay, let's see if we can. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to see. I mean, they have all these matches here, but they don't have... What is going to happen? Let's see. UFC 252. No, that's not it. What's... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to see about what's okay, it shows the bill. It's gonna happen over at the venue. Watch it on ABC. How are you gonna watch it on ABC? Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I was trying to look into what is going to happen at UFC. Let me see if I can look at their homepage real quick, you know, just to see what's on here. Because I know the main fight is supposed to be... Okay. Okay. That's not what I was looking for. Okay. I think it's... Because I know Conor McGregor is supposed to be fighting, but it doesn't... Man, this sucks. I can't really get to... Can't really see what's going to happen, so let's see. Okay, so there's a couple of fights that are going to be happening, and they're going to take place. I don't know if I could, you know, put it down or not, but I may have to look for some information. But anyways, okay, here we go. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Okay, my apologies. My apologies right here, right now. The McGregor fight is actually supposed to happen on the 24th. Not this Saturday, but there is supposed to be a UFC fight that's going to take place. So I'll definitely... Okay, so I don't have to... Okay, well, my apologies once again. Because I thought there was... Well, there is a UFC fight that's going to happen, obviously, but it's going to take place on ABC and on NBC and all the other stuff and everything else like that. But no doubt Richard's Billiards will definitely have the fight. So the McGregor fight is going to happen on the 24th, which the main event will be there for that. Definitely be there for that. And I can't wait to check it out so much more. Okay. Now that we got some of that stuff out of the way, let's get into what we need to talk about. Let's talk about Hard to Kill. We know Hard to Kill is going to take place tonight. Let's see if I can, here we go. Once again, like, just trying to get to this event. There we go. All right. This is what I was looking for. Okay, so Hard to Kill is taking place on the 16th, which is today, and here are the matches. Now, these are the matches that are going to be taking place tonight, so we'll run down the card from head to toe. A singles match between Brian Myers and Josh Alexander. A intergender tag team match. This was supposed to be a one-on-one match between Rosemary and Tiella Dashwood, but now this has turned into an intergender tag match, which now means that Rosemary is teaming up with Crazy Steve to take on Tenille Dashwood and Khalib with a K. Why can't they just stick to their own fucking names? But anyways, the next matchup right here. This one is something of a strange... How strange? Let me tell you how strange this is. The Karate Man. I'm not kidding. This dude's name is the Karate Man taking on Ethan Page. Here's how crazy this shit is. The Karate Man is Ethan Page himself. I know. I'm trying to decipher whatever the fuck sort of shit he's on. Okay, anyways, all right, the next matchup here, Eddie Edwards taking on Sami Callihan in a barbed wire massacre match. That's going to be a killing match, so to speak. The next matchup here is old school rules six-man tag team matchup. It's going to be Eric Young, Diener, and Joe Dorian. I think that's the name. Take it on Cousin Jake, Rhino, and Tommy Dreamer. That's going to be a tremendous match to check out here. For the Impact Wrestling Knockouts Championship, Deonna Purrazzo to take on the former Knockouts champion, Taya Valkyrie. A triple threat match for the X Division Championship, the champion Manic to defend the championship against Chris Bay, and Rohit Raghu, or Raju, or whatever the fuck it is. Some people are calling this the greatest match in Impact Wrestling history. Well, the main event will be the judge of that, if you don't mind. It's going to be the AEW, the supposed AEW World Champion Kenny Omega, and the Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champions, the Good Brothers, to take on the Impact Wrestling World Champion Rich Swann and the Motor City Machine Guns. Now, to the world, this is the biggest match in Impact Wrestling history. To me, it's just another six-man tag team matchup featuring some several talented superstars and the supposed AEW World Champion Kenny Omega. That's just me talking. And the finals of the Impact Wrestling Knockouts Tag Team Championship will be decided. Who is going to walk away with the Knockouts Championship? Will it be Havoc and Nevaeh? Or is it going to be Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz? I don't have a prediction for either one, but if I were to make a prediction for this one to crown the new Knockouts champion, I would actually go with Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz. I think they have a better chance. They're a better tag team, and even though despite the fact that Havoc and Nevaeh have been together longer, I think Hogan and Steelz are going to be the sneakiest. They're going to be the ones to prevail, and they're going to be the ones to win this match however you see fit. So it should be a tremendous tag team match to check out. History is going to be made when the Knockouts Championship, the Knockouts Tag Team Championship, will be decided at Hard to Kill. It's going to take place live as it happens on pay-per-view. Check it out. Call your local cable company and, you know, subscribe. Stream it live on Fight TV. Stream it live however you want to do it in any way possible. It should be a tremendous event to check out and so much more. Now, no updates as of yet as far as the Royal Rumble goes. We know that there's going to be several things that are going to be happening. We know there's several people. Oh, and by the way, just to let everybody know, we know, and most of you guys already know about the story, but just in case you don't, we know that Drew McIntyre had COVID-19 right around this past Monday on Monday Night Raw. And it was so funny for the WWE to now address that someone had COVID-19, which you figured they wouldn't do that, but they did. You know, so it's just amazing to me that the WWE would finally do the right thing and let's go ahead and mention what's about to take place and mention the fact that one of their superstars, their biggest superstar, their WWE champion has COVID-19. Oh, wow. How big of a surprise is that? But nonetheless, the main event talk and all of us would like to wish Drew McIntyre, the world champion, a speedy recovery. And we're hoping that he gets back on his feet real, real soon. Hopefully when everything comes into play here. Now, as far as the Royal Rumble goes, the matches, we got the 30-man over-the-top Royal Rumble. The winner will have an opportunity at a world championship at WrestleMania 37. The same applies with the Women's Battle Royal. Royal Rumble. Winner gets a championship title shot at WrestleMania 37. And two matches have already been placed together for the Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns to defend the championship against... And I kid you not, Adam Pearce. Now, unless something changes, and I hope to God something changes, because if I see this match in any way possible, I swear to God I'm going to shoot somebody in the fucking head. Okay, I'm not really going to shoot somebody in the fucking head, but somebody needs to shoot somebody in the fucking head as soon as possible, because this is absolutely, completely, and utterly ridiculous. Are you kidding me? And also for the, well, and it's already been announced, and more importantly, Drew McIntyre has accepted the challenge of Bill Goldberg, and it's going to take place at the Royal Rumble. And I know some people are going to be saying this match shouldn't even be happening. Goldberg shouldn't even be giving it, shouldn't even be getting a title shot, much less, you know, anything else. So, you know, call it what you will, call it however. Oh, sorry. I was trying to fix the problem, and apparently it almost fixed itself. There we go. Okay. But anyways, Drew McIntyre going one-on-one against Bill Goldberg. That's going to be taking place at the Royal Rumble Saturday of Friday night live, or Friday night, Sunday night, January 31st, live as it happens on pay-per-view and on the WWE Network. Get an opportunity to check that out while you can. So before the main event goes ahead, we're almost getting closer and closer to the end of this. So before we go ahead and leave, let me leave you with some of the matches that are going to be taking place at Hard to Kill tonight.
This Saturday, we'll be walking out of Hard to Kill, your new Knockouts Tag Team Champions.
Ooh, Tasha, this Saturday, we gonna step in that ring, and we gonna win them titles.
Hard to Kill Finesse Division Championship is coming home. You are gonna see Rohit Raju to ours become the two-time X Division Champion.
The referee is looking at the distraction on the outside, and that hairspray in the eyes of Tennille Dashwood. Spear by Rosemary, cover. And we had a plan all along, a victory for Rosemary.
Taya, there's nothing you can do to dethrone the Virtuosa Hard to Kill.
This Saturday at Hard to Kill, it's La Virtuosa versus La Güera Loca.
We will do this on my terms, at Hard to Kill.
See you there, you ugly bastard.
Hard to Kill is going to be violent by design.
This Saturday, Hard to Kill, old school Aspen rules.
Whatever you want to call this, barbed wire massacre, more like barbed wire apocalypse.
Hard to Kill, the end is here.
Champ to champ, man to man, we gonna see what's up.
You may be the champion, as long as you're a wrestler, this is my fault.
And you're just living it.
It all happens tonight, live as it happens on pay-per-view. Call your local cable company or, you know, subscribe or stream live on, you know, on, I think you can get on Impact Plus or something like that. Well, anyways, that's going to do it for this edition of this episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. And as always, follow the Main Event on Facebook at facebook.com/@MainEventPlayer. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/@MainEventPlayer. You can also follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/@MainEventPlayer. And also follow the Main Event Talk on Facebook.com/@RealMainEventTalk and subscribe to the Main Event Talk and listen for all of the latest info that goes on in professional wrestling and so much more. So guys, get ready for Hard to Kill. Happy birthday goes out to my good friend Homestar Runner. I will see you next time, guys, on another great episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. Why? Because I can and I want to. Any questions? Enough said.
Over.
Eyes on the criminal.